Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain names and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Better Off Dead, featuring Shane Miller and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring ironlung.com, golfville.com, snapdragon.co, and fractile.com. Then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including rjp.com, artifacts.com, farmproperty.com, and personal injury.net. The Sherpas also talk about bucket list domains and domains they wish they never sold. They also talk about credit limits on marketplaces and if there should be a cap on the amount someone can use a credit card for in a buy it now transaction. Then from an off-topic standpoint, they talk about the Portuguese language program Drew's currently enrolled in, and they also talk about the first time the Sherpas emailed each other with a little blast from the past. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com. And on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday. Talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to dnx.com and get your domain. And last but not least, big shout-out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And remember, the ICA has their annual member meeting taking place January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. Very excited about what's going on and in store for the meeting, so go to ICA.Vegas for more information and to register. So now with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know we all just had the holiday, so hopefully you had an opportunity to spend some time with family, with loved ones, get yourself a good meal, get yourself a plate. But we've only got a couple more weeks until Christmas, so we got work to do. And today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we'll get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts. I say that extra fast, so all y'all listening at 2x speed, it is like super fast, crazy fast. There's 4 segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things, AKAs and whatnot. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep scoring. Eventually, somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winner. It happens. Sherpa Island hoodie. Shane rocking his hoodie. Drew's got a hoodie. Miller's got a hoodie.
It happens. It happens.
It does. It happens.
Miracles do happen.
That's it. It's the season of miracles. Let's keep it moving. Can I get a miracle?
I didn't appreciate the bill, though. Come on, JT. I thought it was free.
Direct debit. Direct debit, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
I need a miracle I know is a Grateful Dead ticket.
That was the reference for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I need a miracle. Meadowlands, day 2. Let's go. All right. And then we've got the NameJet Gonna Jet segment where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. Big shout out to them. Then we've got the grand closing where we'll discuss anything we haven't already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guest co-host to mention, promote, talk about anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, so much. So much. I am heads down learning Portuguese in an intensive course, 150 hours in 6 weeks. And that's, you know, basically put a huge disruption in my life. That's the understatement of the year. But very excited to be doing that. And, you know, keeping the business running. You know, a lot going on. It's holiday season. We got a lot of pipeline. It's just a lot. Got a lot.
A lot. But hey, better to be busy than bored. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, no questions.
You know,
I tell myself that when I'm trying to roll out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know, man. I don't know how you're doing it, but the, you know, I have to do my CLEs for my continuing legal education. Every 2 years, I've got to do 24 credits, which is basically listening to 24 hours of, and I'll always pick like things that are somewhat topical. So this year I've grabbed a bunch of AI courses and things, but all I have to do is listen. And then I take the code that, you know, so I don't have to be engaged. Like you're in the full on Zoom tutoring thing. And, do you have exams? Do you test during the process?
No, not in any meaningful way. I don't need to take an exam to pass. It's an intensive course where I'm one-on-one, 150 hours, and at the end I get an A2 language certificate, regardless of my abilities. But I really do want to learn. I've lived here for almost 8 years now, and I really deeply want to learn Portuguese. So I am fully engaged, and I'm really trying to learn. But it is hard to teach an old dog new tricks, I'll tell you that.
You've got a Spanish background, which helps translate a little bit.
So it's very interesting. The Spanish totally helps with my ability to read. I can basically read 90% of Portuguese, especially at this point. I'm 35 hours deep into my lessons. I can read zero issue, primarily because of the Spanish background. But it makes speaking 100 times harder for me because speaking Portuguese is the polar opposite of speaking Spanish. When you speak Spanish, you pronunciate the syllables and the vowels, and in Portuguese, you swallow them. And so it's very difficult. It really is actually making it very difficult for me with my pronunciation and, the verbal part of the learning. But it certainly helps with sentence structure, with reading, with
crossover words too.
Yeah, for sure. Although there's also a lot of what I call false friends. You got a lot of words in Spanish that do not mean the same thing in Spanish, Portuguese. So there are, but there's also a bunch of false friends that you sort of get comfortable using, and you're like, oh wait, actually no, I can't say that. Yeah.
I was so bad in language. It runs in the family. I mean, in high school, that I took French and barely got through it. And I went to college and language was required at Cornell because freshman year. And I'm like, I better take Spanish, introductory Spanish, because I can't handle this advanced French shit. And, you know, sure enough, I'm in Spanish and I'm speaking like how, you know, it'd be like, si, bonjour, but, you know, it's like, no, such a mistake. It was like Spanglish or whatever you call it.
Spanglish.
French.
Language lessons. Big shout out to Better Off Dead, if y'all remember the movie Better Off Dead.
No.
That could be shame throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Exactly. Yeah. That might have to be the title of the show, Better Off Dead. Anyway, those are the vibes we're bringing to the table. All right, well, let me keep it moving with the introductions. Below Drew, we got my boy, the one and only Andrew Miller, a.k.a. Miller Time, a.k.a. Ace Rothstein, a.k.a. Bill Belichick, the former, not the current, a.k.a. the Miller Whale, a.k.a. Jack and Jill went up the hill each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. I just got back. I was telling you guys before, I just, speaking of Spanish, I just did a whirlwind 6 days over Thanksgiving in Madrid and London. My daughter was studying abroad in Spain, so I got to head over there for an untraditional Thanksgiving. And, you know, we sit at a dinner table and I was blown away because we would look at each other and she would just rifle out Spanish to the waiter or waitress and take care of us. So it was cool. But yeah, things, I mean, it's ready to not travel, ready to be home for a little bit. And, busy, you know, always a busy few weeks for us, all of us, I'm sure, heading into the home stretch of the year. And, you know, this, I think, I'm sure you know, we talked about this recently and there's a lot of balls in the air and, you know, some of those balls got to land, right? But, you know, there's a lot of balls in the air and there's also, you know, a lot going on, right? Crypto's in a funk and, you know, there's just, we'll see. I feel like there's more balls than ever, but we'll see which ones land in the hole before New Year's or before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was saying at the intro, right? It's like we've got, you come off the, I think Thanksgiving sort of lets everybody know we're in the home stretch now, you know, and we've got a couple of weeks before everybody kind of turns into pumpkins for the year. And you've got budgets that need to be allocated and established for the following year, money that needs to be spent, deals that need to be closed. And yeah, it's just, it's pretty crazy, but all good stuff, man. Good activity. So, all right, cool. Well, all right, let's, last but not least, below me, we got my boy Shane Cultura, AKA Sugar Shane, AKA Honey Shane, AKA Mike Rowe, AKA Blame It on the Shane, AKA House of Shane, the culture personality, culture club, Blue Oyster Cultura, the cultivator, doing it for the culture in Shane and the membrane, chain. What's up, man?
All good. I'm the same as ever. Well, as Miller there, I've only been in my bed 4 days in the last like 3 or 4 weeks. Cause remember I went from Miami to Austin to go run that race and I came home, hopped in a car, drove to New Jersey, spent 10 days there, came back, went to the holidays up in Rockford, Illinois, and then I just came back. So good. And I didn't get sick. Like that's the crazy part. That's what we, as we get older, right? Like that's our big thing is when we travel, like don't get sick, stay healthy through the whole thing. And I ran.
No, it's like, I get invited to holiday parties. I'm like, I don't want to go. There's too many sick people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on the planes, right? To Europe and back. It's like, it's always like Murphy's Law. The guy next to me is the one hacking and, you know, blowing his nose the whole flight. And somehow
you come off a conference, like, conferences make you tired, then hop on a plane, then I do a 50K where I'm tired, then I hop on another plane, then I'm tired and I hop in a car for 13 hours. Like, you're going to get something, right? But
I woke up today not feeling good, like finally, and I'd been able to die. So I haven't been on any planes, but I was in Miami, you know, and then holiday stuff and coaching and gyms and things and practices.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had kids that like were like our high school team, like the girls that I coach, like, deathly ill, like 100 and some fever.
Right. And practice. They still come, of course.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I've got a no handshake high five rule. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, don't worry. I'm fist bumping y'all and, you know, high fiving you in spirit. But, you know, it's, but even then today I woke up and it finally, I was like, I think I finally got something after all the, you know, trying to.
And then you get like, I had almost had heat stroke in Texas and I come the next day and I shovel my driveway with no gloves and I almost get frostbite. And I'm like 24 hours.
Right.
And that I'm losing limbs. Like that's how crazy the country is. It's weather's all
over. I'm telling you guys, the ginger turmeric shot a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe in it deeply.
All right.
Amongst other doses,
I think that stuff.
Yeah.
No, so yeah. We've got
it. Of course you do.
I gotta eat, but I don't
the do little it every Whole Foods day. Bottles. I do I do at least one a day. No matter where I am.
I'll pound one. I'm gonna do like a week's worth like after the show. I'm sure that'll go well. But but it is that funky time of year. And well, I think the Northeast is about to get slammed. Oh, okay.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
The Northeast is about to get slammed with some kind of Arctic frost chill.
Yeah, you know, same here.
Vortex type shit.
Yeah, it's snowing right now.
High of 12 degrees. It's hard to run out in that shit stuff. It's
oh, we
you had You had the, what do you call that? The leak or whatever, that's disclosure about the weather manipulation. You had the guy that's in charge of like weather and atmosphere for America in the Trump administration came out and was like, oh yeah. Or, you know, all that shit that we were telling everybody, they were, you know, conspiracy theorists. Actually, no, it was all true. We've been spraying aluminum oxide and all this shit over your heads for 50, 70 years. And we've just been ramping that shit up, dialing it up to a 10. And you know, Trump's like, oh, wait, you're telling me we got a machine we can control the weather? So he's like, you know, he's got his hands on that toy.
I mean, yeah. So, well, we won't go too far down that rabbit hole, but.
But see, this is, you're the kind of person, you're like, no, I don't care that the government actually told us that they do this. It's still a conspiracy theory. That's
no,
you.
It's not that. It's just
that's
that,
you. You're like, yo, no,
no, because
I'm not taking it out of the conspiracy theory box, even though the government just
tell him to give some snow up in the high country in Colorado, because Vail and those guys, we don't have any snow yet to go skiing. So and tell him to turn it on again.
Discounting it as a truth or conspiracy or whatever, but it's just like I have questions, and if we're gonna then go down this like rabbit hole in general, we're gonna be spending some time because then it makes me wonder, okay, well, what are they trying to solve for, right? When there is it to try to increase rainfall in areas where they need crops?
That's like, definitely going to go beyond the scope of what we're going to discuss on this podcast.
Hopefully.
But, I mean, the questions you should be asking are like, oh, all those hurricanes that wiped out the Gulf states, and that everybody said was acting literally unprecedented for any hurricane in human history. Well, what happened there? What about that hurricane? I forget which one it was. Like 2 years ago, they were like, went out to sea. And then they were like, no, you didn't. Did a hard 180. It came right back full speed ahead, category 5, you know, back onto the mainland.
Oh, yeah. The one that boomeranged back.
I can put a domain.
And they showed like extreme high energy beams, like being shot at this hurricane. They're like, what's that? Don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about those weird wavelengths. Don't worry about it. Anyways, it does open up a lot.
Diverging, at the risk of diverging, you know, I think I've said this before, maybe even on Sherpa, but if asked the question, you could be gifted any single domain in the world for free, and you can only pick one. My answer has never changed since 1997 when I discovered these things, which is weather.com.
Weather.com, yeah.
It's never changed. Every single person cares about it in the world. Everybody wakes up every day wondering what it is, how it's going to be, how does it affect their lives.
Some people have nothing else to talk about. No offense.
Yeah. And some people have nothing else to talk about. But no matter what, no matter what you do, you need to know it, and there's an effect. Almost always.
Yeah, mine has always been kind of, I don't know. It used to be love.com. At various times, it was art.com. And then at various times it was home.com. And today, I don't know.
It's never changed.
Yeah. Maybe like, bet.com today.
Yeah. I was going to say,
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I don't know. Although I would have trouble. I mean, I don't think I'd go wrong with any of those words. Love is kind of a universal.
It's going to be, it'll be x.com.
Single letters. Yeah.
Putting aside the business of X, and even prior to, let's say, Elon getting,
you have to remove that right from the
attraction. Yeah. Yeah. Putting all that aside, just as a domain name in a vacuum, it's by far the most valuable, the most flexible, the most versatile, the most just absolute banger domain name on earth.
From a brand. Yes.
But, it takes somebody like an Elon to overcome this. There is a little bit of a stink on the letter X because of X rated, you know, and its association with adults and sex. And so
never thought about that, but yeah,
it does take an Elon to overcome that hurdle. But that would be my number one choice, but putting that aside, probably bet.com.
I mean, there's some, I mean, you think about some of the bank.com.
Yeah, but bank, what are you going to do, bank? I mean, you know, like, eh.
People hate banks.
People hate
money.com. What about money.com?
Yeah, money was.
Money's broad. Money's kind of like sex.com. It's like, it's just too broad. It's like, you're going to get sort of run of network traffic. It's going to be very difficult. It's not difficult to monetize, but it's difficult to monetize efficiently and effectively. And I think money's broad. I think money beyond what it's being used for, which is publication. You know, it makes perfect sense as a money publication, talking about money, but you can't be really a financial service on money.com. It's too broad.
Does it have the risk of being obsolete?
Well, I mean, money
or greatly reduced.
You know, but money is a general thought or term. What about up.com? Something like up.com?
No.
All again, right. My answer has never changed, and I'm never going
as whether you stick to it.
How about, I mean, this is going down, but valuable, it would be like porn.com and girls.com, like those two.
You want that to be your life?
I didn't say that. It has nothing to do with me.
The question was, if you were to be gifted any one domain one time, free, what would it be? That was how I framed it.
AI.com? Yes.
Depends when you ask me. Right now is different than what you asked me if I was
23. No question.
Yeah. Well, the timing is interesting. That's why I think you bring a good point, Miller, where you say, like, it's unchanged for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
That it's always been weather.com.
It's great. Yeah. It's a great
pick. By the way, and they do a great job with it, right? I mean, the owners of it, right?
Sure.
I mean, whoever, the Weather Channel or whoever
it is. The Weather Channel, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've certainly haven't, you know, Food Network bought food.com and did nothing, right? They're wasted it away, right? I mean,
yep.
By the way, another great name. And, you know, but I mean, Weather Channel has deployed
recipes.com is a better domain than food.com.
What about something
that was that Digi? Was that Scott?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think eat.com is better than food.com.
Okay.
And I think, you know who owns Eat? I get a look at it. I'm pretty sure it's like Ragu.
Wow. It's not EAT out of New York, I guess. Zabar's.
For me, I think it'd be maybe go.com. I like Go a lot.
Go is Disney. There was a very short moment in time when Disney was going to sell go.com and they came to us and I was like, let's go.
let's go. No pun intended.
Wasn't it ESPN first, though? I'm almost positive.
And then they did the exact opposite. Then they
Was the ABC.
Putting basically all of Disney online holdings under go.com.
If you go there now, it's almost like a site, you know.
Go.com is like a sub-internet. It's like a whole internet. It's like the whole
Remember, Disney. It was always ESPN.go.com. You're like, what is
going on? Yeah, because it was forever.
Yep, it was under a network, yeah.
Yep, I was going to say the ABC, ESPN, you know, they were trying to go in with ESPN for a little while. Now it's like a, what do you call it? It's like just, it's almost like not a sub page, but it just has all the links to all of everything under the Disney company. So if you go there, it's all the links to their
parks. How big we are. Go to go.com to see how many entities we own.
Well, it's got Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, 20th Century, ABC News and Entertainment.
All right, so let's put one more quick pivot and then we'll get back to the regular scheduled episode. What is one domain you've sold or brokered in the past that you wish you could have today?
When you say have, buy it yourself or resold
or
sold it for more?
Own.
Well, what's the criteria? Could you afford it?
No, just
doesn't matter.
You get it.
So it's an actual.
We make it rain. That's what we do on Domain Sharp. We make it rain.
Yeah, this is the Make It Rain segment. It's a new segment.
All right, that's a good question. It's a little different than any one in the world, right? It's one that you actually have your hands.
It's got
to
be something that passes your hands. I mean,
Look, you know, I know you and I have had some crazies, man, like sex and home and chat. You know, I mean, but. I think my answer is I'm going to kick this back to you, man, which was, you know, I think it's home.
Yeah,
I think it's home.
There's no place like home, man.
Yeah.
It's like home.
I mean, look, I sold X.
All roads lead
to home. I could stick with X. But Hulk to me, Hulk.com is literally the one that got away from me. Like, I had multiple times at bat, and it just
felt like that as a to broker it,
yeah, not
to own it.
Yeah. No, broker it. Names I owned and sold that I could wish I had bet. I don't know. Probably a lot of two. I had a lot of two letters. I had a lot. I had like 60, 56 two letters. And I wish I could have a lot of those back. I wish I could have a whole bunch of those back.
You know, so a flip side of that was in the last couple of years, I had an agreement to oversee the sale or broker two names that I was losing sleep at night that I was actually selling for a commission versus owning.
Not owning. Yeah.
And I, you know, went out and changed the, well, went to the, my client and changed the terms and changed the deal so I could own them. You guys will not 100% probably these flaws, and you can point them out. But to me, I was lying in bed saying, man, like, how can these not be owned, especially with my connections and my network and the way, just my, the way I'm wired, which is venturecapital.com and privateequity.com, which is, you know, to me, 2/3 of the capital system for the US, if not the world. And I was like sitting there, I'm like, I have to own these. Like, I can't, you know, I have to be a partner in these or at least own these. I can't just sell these off for what that broker contract said, because... To me, yeah. Would you rather have VC? Probably. Would you rather have PE? Yeah, you know that, Drew. But, you know, you guys were involved in that, obviously. But, you know, to me, these are still the category definers for, you know, trillions of dollars.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Shane, yeah. What about you, man?
You know, the one that I think about all the time that I really like the name is, it was, again, to Drew, we flipped it, that it was ethical.com. Ethical. You probably, it was just a, it's just something about that name. Like, it's, can be a brand, you know, honest has become a brand. And I just, it's such an important word. And
Drew, am I still on that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But you made an offer that was too good to pass up for a 24-hour hold. And,
I sent her, again, I sent a reflip here, a reflip.
I think I sold it.
I don't know.
I did. I flipped it.
I'm looking. Is it up? Is it even like a functioning site?
Most of the time, the names are dead to me. Once they're gone, like, I really.
Yeah, this one's dead. But this one's like not even. This one's coming up with a. I can't display the content error.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Contents of page cannot be displayed.
But it's one of those pretty names. Like, you know, we all had those names. I sold so many three number and four number.coms for nothing before they caught on. Like, and obviously they're not worth as much as they were, but I had some bangers back in the day. I was the king of four numbers. I had hundreds of them. So,
you know what I sold? This was reviews.com.
Oh, yeah.
Reviews.com. That's one. That we sold that for a good price back when, you know, that was real serious.
That money. Is like the end all be all feeder for PageRank
for everything. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
DR score, Moz score, PageRank.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that is the gold. That is the gold mine, the literal bare naked gold mine for DR score.
Yep.
For whatever that's worth to somebody, which it is, yep. Right? To a lot of.
A lot. Worth a lot.
So, JT, are we going to have a show here, you think? Or are we just going to kind of...
I like that as a little... You know, we're still talking domain, so...
it's
know,
good. I mean, I love it. I think it's great.
I was actually just making the note because it'll end up in the show notes when I, you know, talk about the ones that got away. And,
I think it's going to be very popular.
Yeah. No, well, you know, I think it's good. It's good getting your guys' perspective on those kinds of things. Plus, there's history tied into it and some wins and some maybe not so... as big of potential wins, you know, looking back on what some
wins.
Of those things.
All wins. Yeah.
Nothing but wins. All right. Well, let's get it. So let's keep it moving. We got the domain game. Let's start with Drew. What do you got? You got a buy or a sell? What's up, man?
I'm going to go with a fun little sale. Let's go with ironlung.com. Ironlung.com.
Iron Lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from.
Iron Lung ain't got to tell you where he's coming from.
I think the last guy on the Iron Lung just passed.
Really? Really? Huh?
Just this year. He was on it forever, and his face was so red.
But I'm sorry, Drew. Was that a sale? I had to mute for a minute because my phone rang. Was that a sale? Or a,
yeah, sale. Sale. Right. Yeah.
And,
hold on. Should I have to take off my virtual background? No, you're out on this.
Crazy, but you know, it's one of those names that I bought probably for all the wrong reasons. Hmm. And, you know, in hindsight thought, oh, wow, that's probably going to be in my portfolio till I die. Uh-huh. And then.
You're going to make me change my price.
And then I sold it.
Make sure my credit card number's not on my
phone. All right, Shane, you ready? Man. It's a one-on-one, baby. This is like 50-50. 50-50
yeah,
coins.
You guys got a chance to start.
All right. Why, do you know what I switched?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know almost all now. So, so 7,800 for Shane, 29,925 for Miller.
Ooh, Miller's close. 35,000.
Yeah, wow. Boom. Miller, 35K.
You'll have to explain this one to me. I get Iron Lung. I know it. I know it could be, like, I don't think it's a vault or a safe or.
No, I think it's going to be I honestly don't know. The sale went through Afternic, but my guess is it'll be something related to cannabis.
That's what I was thinking. It's like a hot box kind of thing.
Yeah. And there's no, the page is just an Afternic lander still. There's nothing.
And else. I was thinking like triathlon running, like right in Shane's world.
No, look. There are many applications. Look, it could be apnea course, right? There's probably some guy that can hold his breath for 9 minutes and they call him Iron Lung.
You 30 know, minutes. I just watched the video. Guy won't hold his breath for 30 minutes.
No.
Yeah. Well, we won't go off on this topic, but you watch it. I just watch it. I watched 30 minutes of him holding his breath. I'm thinking, I thought this was going to be a 7-minute video.
Underwater?
Underwater. Yeah.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Watch it. It's at ironlung.com. No, I'm just kidding. It's a true thing. It's a true thing.
No, you know what I mean? Like, the people
it could be
are
a scuba diving thing. Yeah.
Probably, you know, this whole apnea, extreme apnea is probably like it's probably an extreme sport now. You know what I mean? Like, next thing it'll be in the Olympics. Like, you'll have people holding their breath for 2 months. They'll be in a coma. And then, you know, we'll resuscitate them. But, I don't know. I don't know what
it's a good sale.
$35,000, I thought was a great sale.
Yeah, that's
JT. Awesome. Don't get lost here. Chuck this one up for one, the number one here for the score.
Hey, I don't even sure. Billy's gonna.
I don't win these things very often. I don't.
I got my sweatshirt. I don't care anymore.
So I got my swag.
All right.
Got my swag. I'm out.
I like it. It's a great.
All right,
sale.
Well, good work. All right, Miller. So, well, you can't get this next point because it's going to be your name. So,
by the way, I'm going to just call you out right now because otherwise I'm going to forget JT. But I am going to call you out because, like, this is my reputation. You know what I mean? Like, when you make a sweatshirt, that shit needs to be 100% cotton.
Oh,
100%
right.
Cotton.
This isn't 100% cotton?
No. No,
here's my motto when it comes to
I
swag.
Said, what the hell? This isn't cotton. And then I checked. It's like it's like 65% cotton.
Oh,
and then,
man.
You know what? My motto when it comes to swag is just copy Barstool, man.
Do they do 100% cotton on their stuff?
Everything is like friggin' butter.
Well, I mean, these are District. I mean, District is good quality stuff. So I don't know.
I like them.
No, but
all right.
Interesting. I'm gonna have
people to would say Lululemon is. Good quality stuff, but it's all plastic. Okay.
Recycled bottles.
We don't wear plastic. You know
I only wear wool. So I don't. This is the only non-wool thing I own.
Kings wear natural fibers, cashmere, cotton, wool. You know what I'm saying? Crocodile skin.
All right.
Crocodile skin. That was a big jump from wool to crocodile skin.
You know what I'm saying? Like white tiger testicle skin. You know what
Why
I mean?
Are you
like,
so dry? That's crocodile skin, my friend.
No,
it cost me $7,200 for this wind jacket, but it is so nice.
The Barstool stuff is like a 50-50 cotton poly blend.
You know? Oh, man. Garbage. This guy's got no right to even talk about pizza. He's wearing 50% polyester. We're kings. Natural fiber only, 100%.
All right. I'm with it, man.
That's the rule.
Duckworth. Duckworth.
Next year, I want something cashmere.
All right, cashmere. Yeah, that'll make the competition on the domain game will definitely.
What I'm talking about. We got to step it up.
I got to get that hot.
I got to tell you a quick sweater. I bought my mom an all cashmere. It was supposed to be pajamas, right? Nice hoodie, so comfortable, pretty expensive. I take her to London. What's she wearing on the plane? Full cashmere Alfred pajamas, like in the airport. You look like
hell yeah. I just bought a head to toe cashmere jumpsuit.
And you wear it? Wear it out?
Hell yeah.
Everybody caught, they were like, that is so nice. She was so happy. She's gonna wear that shit forever now.
Listen,
hey, in fairness, like, you know, I come from my wife, you know, ingrained in me a long time ago. I'd rather have one amazing piece of clothing than 10 shitty.
100%.
And I will tell you, Drew, like, Drew, you are definitely, like, you know, you're one of the, you're definitely up there, one of the better dressed people at NamesCon. And, you know, so I think you got to mirror that with your swag.
100%.
So call 100%. Josh, man. Call swag.com. Tell him to get you some cash. Tell him to get you some cashmere.
All right. Cashmere.com.
We've got cashmere.com. I've actually been toying with the idea of actually putting like a, you know, because basically no label is kind of the new hot trend, right? And so I just want to have, I've been thinking about even buying linen.com and then just having cashmere.com and linen.com, because that's really all you want to wear is cashmere.
All right, linen. So the prize for this is going to be a cashmere sweater.
I'd be
right?
in on the cashmere business. I could do cashmere. There, you need only need like 10 lines. You can sell like
that. I might even start with cashmere underwear because nobody makes that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to feel cashmere.
You guys have fun in the apparel business. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
No doubt. All right. Well, cool. So, Miller, what you got? You got a buy or a sell?
Well, I have an amazing tiebreaker, but it's a little funky. So if we need it, I'll use it. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
It's because it's a little bit, I meant to ask you and Drew before the show if it was one that I could actually, because it's an interesting case study, but I'm not going to go to that. I'm going to go to, I'm going to go to a buy.
Okay.
I'm going to give a little bit of color, but it's the domain
gotta
is
give color after.
All right, fine. The domain is Golfville, spelled V-I-L-L-E.
Golfville.com,
obviously.
Golfville.com, and it was a buy, huh?
Where's my calculator? My calculator's gone.
Much yourself. Golfville.com.
Golfville.com. This
golf,
is a buy?
Like the sport.
Buy.
Yes. G-O-L-F.
All right.
All right. Golfville.com. Golfville, was it? What? All right.
All right, the Jeopardy music in here in a second.
This is a tough one.
All right, let's go. What do we got?
That's why I'm hoping we get to my tiebreaker.
All right, we got Drew at 1369. We got Shane, me at 2000, and Shane at 3800.
Well, it goes to Shane, which gives it a 1-to-1 school at 6500.
Ooh, okay.
Even. So a little backstory. You may remember one of the first internet boom companies in the 90s was a company called Gamesville.
Yeah.
Founded by a gentleman here in Boston who I know, and sold to Lycos for like a billion. It's like another broadcast.com, right?
It's sold to a billion Lycos, was real money.
Right. Sold to Lycos for like, you know, hundreds of millions, if not, I think 585 million, if I remember.
Was that Zynga, like Farmsville, Zynga?
Well, hold on. I'm getting there. So this was Gamesville. Way before Farmsville, okay? And they bought it. I happened to own, when I saw Gainesville was started out of Boston, I hand-regged a bunch of vills. One casino vill that I sold to, oh my gosh, it was a large company whose name is escaping me, that a guy in Boston was the CEO of, who I know well, casino vill, sold it for good money. Farmville then comes along, you know, the most viral game ever at that time. And I also had like Loanville, Mortgageville, Creditville. And I ended up selling like a bunch of these into like, let's say, you know, between the 50 and 150 grand range as hand regis. I sold Golfville and I bought it back because I actually think that I just have a feeling there's a few things out there where that these Vil, like I was trying to hand reg for a while, a bunch of Vil names recently, like new world Vil names, like Bitcoin Vil or Crypto Vil. Crypto Vil was one, and they were all taken. And I'm like, all right, I think these, like, there's going to be another Vil that becomes explosive again. There's been Damsville, Farmville, there's been others. So, I don't know if you guys, you know, forget who follows golf and who doesn't, but the biggest thing happening in golf right now is what's called YouTube golf. It's massive, absolutely exploding onto the scene. It's a real business. It is probably its own, you know, parts of it are owned by the PGA, but it is, you know, a variety of things that happen on YouTube. Live tournaments, you know,
and it's female all golf. YouTube exclusive?
A lot. YouTube golf is mostly, yeah.
Wow.
Google it. It's like wild. And,
YouTube is just that business is just.
And there's like, yeah, but there's like golf tournaments with everyday people that are now hosted on YouTube with a phone camera and I just felt Golfville, like with all that plus the Vil, I just wanted to, and I did so well with other Vils in the past years ago. So,
yeah.
So it took a stab at it. So I clearly overpaid, but that's okay.
All right. I dig it. Well, Shane gets the point. So this is going to be interesting because Shane, now the name is on you. If Miller gets it, he wins. If Miller doesn't get it, then we are going to a tiebreaker. But Miller, you will not be able to put forth the tiebreaking domain because you will be in the tiebreaking round.
Fair.
So
I got a bunch of tiebreakers I can use too.
Yeah. Fair. So let's see, Shane, what you got. Depending on how this goes, it's going to be.
Okay. Since I'm the small fry here, I've got a small fry name. I bought snapdragon.co.
Snapdragon. I like Snapdragon.
You bought that?
Mm-hmm. All the other ones are taken. That's I like to see, I like when all the other extensions are in use. That's one of my favorite looks.
Oh yeah, for sure. Agree with
snapdragon.co. All
right. And I don't buy a lot of .co's, but hey, I see him selling.
All right, I'm ready.
Hold on. I'm not ready. Hold up.
I thought you were waiting for me. I thought it was the hold up here.
No.
Trying to get my phone. I meant to turn off his virtual background today. I mean, it makes it hard to play the domain game. I apologize.
All right. Nah, I'm building another one here.
All right. Here we go. Oh, Miller, man. All right. I'm at 750. Miller's at 765. And Drew is at 1369.
I love that. Really has very little.
We're going to mess things up. 370.
Oh, wow. You stole that.
So I got
you stole that.
That's me.
So that's Drew, right?
No,
that's me. 370 is JT.
Oh, it's you.
It's me because I had the low end. So that means that, okay, good. So Drew, you will be doing the tip, but go ahead, Shane. But then Drew,
no,
that's
isn't that a good price? Like I had a much higher.
Oh, you stole that. That's a great. I mean, Snapdragon is a great.
They're not going to get the com, the net, the IO, the AI. Like those are all use. Like that's what you got left. If you want that brand or you.
Yeah.
Brand first brand. I'll make money on that.
And Snapdragon, it's a flower that people love. And
my daughter's favorite flower.
You want to create brand demand beyond existing brands. You need something that people have an emotional, attachment to. And people love Snap. I personally happen to love Snapdragons.
Flowers are amazing. I mean, that's why I'm sitting here with you guys I register plant names because that's what I did for a living. Turns out that's what people love. Petunia.com and, all the tree names, oak, elm, those are what people love to brand. Every golf course has a tree in it,
Yeah.
Oak tree, elm,
very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, certainly an amazing price, man. It's like free.
Yeah, all right, Drew. Totally. So then it's on you. So can you name something maybe that you bought or sold like super recent so that I can still participate? What do you think? What you got?
Can you let me please play, sir?
Yeah, can I please participate?
Well, the one I already had in mind, and I'm not going to go digging for more. So, it is what it is. This was very recent. I don't know if you know or not, but hold on. No, I forgot. Hold on.
The buy or sell.
It's a sale. It's a sale. It's a, owned and operated. It was Fractile. 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 Fractile.com.
Don't know.
Fractile.com. not fractal, fractile.
I bought fractal.xyz. Yeah.
What's the difference? What's fractal? How do you spell fractal?
So a fractal is a geometric.
It's the
fractile is like a piece of a fraction, basically. Is that like what fractile is?
Yes.
Got it. And we sold.
That's tough. That's tough.
It can be anywhere, but
I mean, really. all right. I'm gonna. All right, I've got a number.
Make up a name. I'm going to make up a number too.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, actually, I don't think you know this one, JT, because this one just happened this happened on Thanksgiving, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know this one yet. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it. All right, here we go. So Shane's at 15,800, Miller's at 23,735, and I'm at 35,000. We got a pretty nice cluster there.
I was thinking about going $1 just to try and capture it all, but...
JT
everything.
Gets it, but he's still off by half. It's
no way.
75.
Oh, ooh, great,
let's go. Boom.
I should have taken the I should have taken the whole high side. I just didn't know how high to go. Man.
Yeah. Boom. Look at me winning. Nice.
I think everybody won at 75 grand. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's it. Like, oh, we, you know, gee. Daddy get the big piece of chicken. You know what
I'm saying? I bought that. Unbelievable. Bought that December 23rd, 2022 on Drop Catch for $1,004.
Nice. Boom.
And where did you sell it? Privately inbound?
Afternic. Buy it now.
Wow.
Boom.
Priced at 75.
74,
895. Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing how high people would go at buy it now. Like, I mean, we've had several multi-six figures at a buy it now, no negotiation, no talks, just...
Adam's had some sevens. I mean,
yeah,
some sevens.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know how much
world,
I can say,
man.
But like, you know, recovery.com was seven on Adam. Yeah. And they just hit them in.
Sometimes the most important thing is just knowing what it cost.
I mean, you know, it's funny. GoDaddy seems to be improving on this, but I've always said to them, like, guys, if somebody wants to put $1 million on their credit card to buy a domain, let them. Like, the domain is at your registrar. If they do a chargeback, you keep the name. The domain's locked for 60 days.
Yeah,
like,
very few people could put $1 million on a credit card. I mean,
no, but the point simply being
big
that there shouldn't be a credit card limit. Like,
right.
If you are a registrar and the domain is at your registrar or the domain is in fast transfer, there shouldn't be any limit. Just let them.
I agree, because what you can do.
Whatever they can bang on their credit card, let them do it.
What you can do with American Express, right, is you can say to them, I want to buy something for $1 million or I want to wire you the money. You know, let's say your balance is 250 grand, whatever. I want to wire you the additional 750 so I have a credit balance because I want the points, whatever, right? Yeah. And I want to put $1 million charge there. And they'll always, American Express will let you send in the money. So others will not, but they will.
Yeah.
So you need saying there's people that don't have $1 million they can put on there? Oh, those poor people.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Well, even if they have the money, doesn't, you know, that's a pretty high credit card limit.
The problem is it ties up your credit. It ties up too much of your credit score.
Well, either way.
Yeah, well, you also just, I mean, look, you know, you're taking a lot of risk. You better keep that credit card under lock and key.
Exactly.
You're taking a lot of fraud risk if you have a limit of.
Yeah.
Mr. Coulter, do you want to buy that 87 Ferrari? Is it just double checking? We're calling just to be sure. Yeah.
That's at Coulter to you.
Wait, so now we need another tiebreaker?
No, that was it. I won. Champ.
Yeah. So that feels polyester stays in house, baby.
Boom. That's it. Yeah, exactly. 50-50 blend goes nowhere.
Wait, what was the first one you won?
I got Shane's name, didn't I? I think I got Shane's name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got snapdragon.co, babe. You know what I'm saying?
I had one more that just that happened the day after Thanksgiving. Right. Thanksgiving was good. We sold about 5 names on Afternic between Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It was like a little
pop. All of a sudden, whirlwind of just buy it now.
Name. I'll get your opinion. I don't know how much value it has other than I bought selfdevelopment.org. Like, doesn't that sound... And I paid $550, and I just feel like that's, like, it feels like it's authentic.
Now, the only thing I'll say is that we own self.help. Now, literally, I don't think I've ever had an inquiry.
Yeah, is .help a real, I honestly had no idea that.
Oh, no. Sorry. Self.care. We have self.care. Never mind.
Unrelated. Yeah.
My dentist uses the .care domain.
Yeah.
He actually says it doesn't impact us. He does not see a negative impact on traffic from that, having a .care domain.
He's a dentist. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Hey, he meant through the door. Like there's
people
actually with cavities.
Yeah.
The people are taking much better care of their teeth lately. We were like,
yeah, no, exactly. I'm selling a shit ton of retainers. I mean, I don't know if that's the dot care.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know where to go with that other than we've got 20 minutes left. So congratulations to today's winner.
I want to just ask, just because I am curious, because I'm uncertain on this sale, good, bad, or otherwise. Drumbeat.com. What would you guys price that at?
Beat.
Drumbeat. Singular.
Or drum beats.
Drum. Like you
beat like of your own drum.
Drumbeat.
Drum come with a kick drum.
As what? I mean, like price of what? A sale to like a...
Would you price it if you're selling I would be in the $30,000, probably.
I think I'd be higher than that.
I'd be in the 200 to 400.
Thousand?
Really?
Probably lower than that.
drum.
I'll be right in the middle.
But that's without doing any digging at all here. I'm just going around. I could change that answer within 5 minutes if I, played around with my computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I sold
it. It's a great name.
I'm not going to keep suspense here, but I sold it for 40. I felt I undersold it. I always had it priced in like the 150 range. And I think it's worth all of that. It actually, I believe it used to be a Microsoft name. I think I bought that off of one of the booths way back.
150 sounds like I'm with you on that. I was probably overstating a little. Looking around here.
And I think we had a 149 buy it now. We had a 40 offer. The Afternic guy reached out, said, hey, these guys are topped out. What do you want to do? And I said, take it.
My camera's doing weird shit, man. Sorry. I don't know. I'm floating without doing anything. I'm not moving.
Yeah. You're walking on clouds.
Walking on sunshine. All right. Well, yeah.
You know more about how many offers you got, how many, like, that's the other thing.
You get one solid, 10, 25 offer a year, get on the thing, but nobody's ever, 40 was definitely the highest offer we've had. And, I don't know, just felt like it'd be silly not to take it if they were really tapped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I doubt anything's on it yet.
It's one of those middle names, right? Like it doesn't scream out and it's a known thing. So it exudes cadence and regularity and all that.
Yeah. I like that. I like the connotation of it. It's a very, an interesting name. But let's see, I bought this name.
Yeah. I mean,
I bought Drumbeat. Okay. Sorry. I bought drumbeat.com from Adobe for $5,000. I don't even know why Adobe sold a domain for $5,000 back in 2016, Adobe. That's funny. We're negotiating with them on another name right now. I'm going to bring that up and say, you guys sold this name.
Last time it was 5,000. Now you want that much? But
yeah,
exactly.
Somebody's stuck in their stock price.
Yeah. $5,000 for that. But anyways, so it's a 8x sale, but it took 10 years.
Yeah. It's okay. There's more names to be had after that. You're going to use that money and buy something else from them that's even better.
That's it.
MediaOptions is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, MediaOptions offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. MediaOptions believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours.
call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
Okay, well, good stuff. Congratulations to our winner, which is me. Billy, give me some applause. Hit me up. All right. Awesome.
Great.
I'd like to thank everybody who supported me in this journey. Instead, we got NameJet Gonna Jet, section sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. We got a list, and we've got about 10, 15 minutes to do this and then get through the grand closing. So let's get busy. Everybody got the list. And Miller, I'll start with you since you went second on the domain game. But what do you think? What do you like? What don't you like?
All right. So in order to keep us to our 10 to 15 minutes, I have four that I've noted, but you want me to just stick to two so we can keep everyone fresh?
Or you want it's all good. We got 15 total, so you got up to five.
The four I noted were personalinjury.net, mead.com, inquire.org, and artifacts.com. So you asked to think about this a little bit from investor pricing in your email. And as well as end user pricing. So look, personal injury, you know, is a massive, massive, as we know, direct response, high dollar business, highly advertised. We have the Morgan & Morgan's, and I think they're injury.com, right? Yeah, Morgan & Morgan is injury.com. You have my guys here in Boston, the second biggest player, I'm blanking, Sokolov, I forget. They own like maybe personalinjury.com. So look, it's a .net, but it's the category defining .net for a high lead gen item. So I kind of had that in the, you know, in the, for a .net, I had that in the kind of low six figure 150 to 250 retail. And, you know, you can do your math what you're willing to pay wholesale from there. But, you know, depending on your goals, 25K, 30K, I don't know, 15K. Depending on what your parameters are on that one. That one just to me is, you know, a rare, not, you know, I think you can get away with .net in that space if you're a major player advertising it. The other one I'll just quickly elaborate on is Mead. Mead's kind of a sleeper. I mean, it's a pretty good exact match name out there. Doing a little digging on it, you know. I actually could see it selling for like 350K, like to the right company. There's some Meads out there. And you know,
but it's not Mead the honey drink. That's not how you spell it.
M-E-A-D-E.
There's no E on the drink.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even know about the drink. I just did a quick perusal on the usual tools, the usual suspects to see if there were some end users. And you know, I just think it's more used than you would think. That's all. I don't know if it's a surname or, you know, but I guess those two are good for me, JT, in the essence of time.
Okay.
I mean, I like artifacts.com because it's a singular, you know. What was the name? It kind of reminds me of, what was the first name Drew said earlier on? Not Fractile, but there was another one.
Fractal.
But there was another one that, I don't know. It's a cool, I mean, artifacts, it's like a cool, I like the singular better, but because I think it's brandable, but I thought it was also another pretty good one.
I mean, interestingly, artifact, like the retarded, weird spelling with no vowels in it, was the one of the hottest Web3 companies.
Right. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane, we lost your video.
Oh, hold on.
Am I the only one seeing that? Or
no, I don't know where my camera went. Okay. Somebody else go. I'll figure out what's going on.
Why don't you go to Drew while we're waiting?
All right. Well, I like this list. I mean, I think I would Vocal Studio, Reed Haven, Stormlight. I mean, look. There's nothing on this list I wouldn't be happy to own at the right price. I don't need to chase something like vocalstudio.com or sweethaven.com or stormlight.com, but I'd actually love to own all of those in my portfolio at the right price.
Yeah.
I love mead.com. That was also my personal favorite name in the list. I think that's like, you know, a banger. RJP.com also, just, it looks like somebody important's initials. Whatever that means. I like newsradio.com too. I think News Radio is a really cool brand. You know, like talk radio, news radio. I think it could be a great podcast name. I think it could be a good brand for digital publishing. Yeah, I guess if I'm gonna throw one more out there, I like Farm Property.
I think that kind of segues into Shane a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything on here I wouldn't own. Nothing, which I know that doesn't happen often.
Well, you know, it's been a minute. We haven't done a Sherpa review in a couple of weeks, so it always gives the list a chance to kind of reset and, you know, get a little bit more frothy. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, I do like the two names, Farm Property and Industrial Property. It's, I mean, there's a lot of choices out there. And some of the bigger players have their own, like Coldwell Banker has a huge industrial property site. But I do find myself going on to farm property sites. I don't know what they're, maybe farmland.com is the big one. But
something acres. It's
So there's
Acre Trader.
That sounds right. Yeah. So I think those names are, I mean, that's exact match. It's a perfect name for building out and plenty of opportunity. You're just going to have to compete for the keywords on the searches, but maybe you get ahead on the AI stuff. You know, that's the other thing. You got a kind of a new opportunity here to build out a new property when it comes to those. Yeah, I like all of them. I'll say a couple, like Mead, I didn't like as much because it's pretty much Mead Scientific owns every result, like throughout somehow. So to me, it felt like it was kind of skewed to seem like it was getting more results than it was, but it wasn't quite as exciting to me because of that, as they pretty much own that name and brand according to Google. Not that I had ever heard of them because I don't own a huge amount of telescopes, but other lens type things.
Not own a telescope, let alone many telescopes.
Own a microscope that my daughter has to look at stuff. I would say, you know, again, I'm a three. I always watch the three-letter.coms, right? So RJP, we didn't talk about it. You know, you're curious how much the J takes out of it. J is not a great acronym letter. Being stuck in the middle. When I have a bad letter, I like it to be the first one. Bad letters do really well. I also realize like some letters are better in other languages, but J more Spanish than
Jota.
Yeah. Jota.
Juegos.
So I like that one if it goes cheap enough. I like, you know, I've been getting some three letters for 13 and 15,000 and under 20,000. And I'll continue to put those in my portfolio if I can find them, go that cheap. Auction, it's usually not that cheap. But I will say, like at Sato and sometimes NameJet, you'll find some deals on threeletter.coms. It happens all the time. So,
yeah. Well, for those, I think Drew kind of nailed it when he said they seem like the initials of someone important. I could see that embroidered on the wrist of some.
Yeah, RJP just looks, it looks like it.
That does sound right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why. I don't even know why that comes to mind. I look at threeletter.coms every day. That's not my initial reaction. When I see RJP, it just looks like somebody important's initials.
Somebody's
making
it
be on their towels.
Yeah, it's embroidered. The cuffs of their shirts, you know. So,
yeah.
But all right, cool, man. I think we kind of tagged them all. Any last thoughts?
And News Radio was a show. Like, I can't look at News Radio and not think about the show. Yeah. So,
oh my God, is that?
Yeah, with David Charlie Spade Sheen? And
is that that's where Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan, yeah. No, not David. Yeah, is it David Spade? What's the one with Phil Hartman? That was News Radio.
Yeah, News Radio. Phil Hartman.
Was that talk radio?
I don't know if David Spade, but yeah, I think that was Joe Rogan's first thing.
Joe Rogan was the like the handyman. Yeah, it's David Spade, Phil Hartman, Joe Rogan, the guy from Second City or whatever, or from the
was that called News Radio?
Yes, it's the dude from Second City.
I love that.
Yeah,
just for the Hall.
Kids in the hall.
Yeah.
And then
I can't look at it and sit. That's all I think about. I don't think about anything else.
Dave Foley is the guy from.
Foley. Yeah.
Andy Dick was in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
legends. These are like the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
some all really early good. Starts, all starting yeah. too.
It all came, everybody is great came out of like Saturday Night Live, In Living Color, News Radio.
Back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, David Spade was on shows. Just Shoot Me.
He
was
just Shoot Me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a totally different show. I used to get Just Shoot Me and News Radio confused all the time.
Yeah, Joe, look, Shoot Me had Joe, the, look at young Joe Rogan, man. That's wild, dude. He's just,
yeah.
No, that's crazy. So, yeah.
I mean, I was obsessed with Fear Factor back in the day. That was my
Fear Factor's favorite. Coming back. They're doing a reboot with Johnny Knoxville, I think. It's going to be pretty kind of wild. I can't imagine what they're going to get into to eat and the stunts.
Like it was wild back then when things were like you couldn't be too wild. Yeah. Today they're going to, it'll be like.
No, times have changed. Now it's going to be like, all right, you have to put on.
We're going to like Papua New Guinea to eat a human flesh.
Yeah, no. Or it's going to go the other way where things have gotten so sensitized where it's like you're going to have to wear a 50-50 cotton polyester blend shirt for 30 minutes.
And you're going to have to slap a cat. Slap a kid.
Some non-organic.
I actually think about it more often than I probably should, but I actually think about this one episode where they made a dude stick his head in like a, it was like a clear clear, what do you call it? A box.
Clear polycarbonate box
full of spiders.
Yeah,
no. The dude had to stick his head in the box. And I was like, no. That's
They would do
like,
they put him in like a tub with snakes.
On television.
They do all that crazy stuff.
That image. I mean,
they had to eat the craziest stuff. They were just
eating, man. Sticking your head in a box of spiders. That's like
Scorpions, snakes, they got after it with all that kind of stuff. I can only imagine the new show is going to be wild. Anyway, all right, well, let's go around the horn really quick on any final thoughts, and then we're going to shut it down. So Shane, let's start with you. We'll go around the horn and finish with Drew. But what else is good, man? So you're
DSAD will be going into our 17th year of putting out a list every single day, and I thought we might miss a day or two, but Travis had hand surgery on carpal tunnel, so one day he couldn't type, and somehow he left-handed that thing all the way through the last couple things. So he's still putting them out on those days. So yeah, every day that's what we do. It's amazing. I look back on how I keep doing.
It's really hard to do something every day, man. Like I write the Sunday thoughts, and like every week I have to deliver on it. You guys do Sherpa every week. You know, this is a major investment, right, of time and energy and mind share. And, you know, now you talk about every day.
Every day.
I think my AI model would be good. If I train my AI model on my writing every day, 16 years of writing a paragraph and train an AI model on it, it probably knows me pretty well.
Yeah.
Amazing, Shane. Like, seriously, shout out.
I appreciate it. What I lack in good, I have consistent. I'm pretty good in consistency.
Hey, that's it, man. Hey, showing up, man. That's half the battle. So it's all
good. That's what I told my daughter when she was little. I'd say, you know, even if you're not very good and you show up to practice every day, the coach is eventually going to have to put you in because you're going to be like the only person still there. Like culture, get in there. You're here. Nobody else showed up.
So. There's something to be said about hanging around the rim, man. It's just, it's just keep working. There are lessons in that. So, well, good stuff, man.
It works.
All right, Miller, what about you, dog? What else you got? Anything?
Oh, excited for the, I'm excited for the rest of the year. I'm excited for a little bit of reprieve over the holidays, and always important to get that rest and family time and R&R, right? But look, I think, like I started off with, there's a lot of balls in the air, and, got to make some of them go through them hoops. It's time to...
The rim. Not only do you have to hang around the rim, you got to finish around the rim.
Time to hit some layups, and it's time to hit some threes.
Yeah, there we go. Let's go. I like it.
Happy holidays for anyone I don't see before next week. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt, man. All right. And you, Drew, what else is good, man? Anything, final thoughts?
No. Just, happy holidays to everybody. And that's it. That's it. Right. Keep your head down. Keep working hard. Take a little pause for the holidays. But make hay while the sun's shining.
We still got some shows and some things, so we'll still be doing our thing, and there's still some work to be done.
Shane, I wasn't even going to say it, but it's just too funny. I have to. I was just, as you were talking about, how long you've been doing this, so I looked back to see when the first email I ever got from you was.
Oh, boy.
And it's you sent me three names to put in the newsletter.
In your newsletter. And, oh boy.
But the best one is puddles.com, which you were ready to sell at $5,000. I hope you didn't sell it for $5,000.
No. But I sold I can't remember what I sold, but it was over $10,000.
Okay. And then you said civilunions.com, $10,000. And you said, it's a hot topic and I'm not even gay.
It was, though. At that time, it was about to become,
absolutely.
Remember?
Absolutely.
It was becoming legal. It literally was a new law.
Yeah. This is
I don't remember where I sold that one, too. I don't know why. It's
15 years ago. Yeah. And then the other part was Cello, S-E-L-L-O, which is kind of a cool name.
Well, they flipped it for like over $100,000.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
wow. When was that 15 years ago?
I sold it at auction for like $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000. And then someone else sold it for like 50, I remember. And I think it got sold one more time.
So Drew, is that email from back in 2010? Is that what you're talking about? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
That's not too, those aren't terrible names for 2010 new guy.
Oh, what was the first
one? I mean, great name. Puddles.com, actually. I kind of love that name.
Puddles, Civil Union, Cello.com.
Yeah. Yeah, Puddles Singular is amazing, but I kind of even like Puddles.
Kid's name, or kid's book.
Drew, I'm going to test you here.
Cello.com is owned by Shopify.
Drew, I'm going to test you here before we get off.
I could have sold to Shopify.
Ready, Drew?
Yeah.
Continue se esforcando.
Whoa, simmer down.
It's probably a delivery guy.
Say?
Continue se. Now I got to look it back up. I don't know this. Continue se esforcando.
Continuasse.
Keep giving your best. Keep giving your best in Portuguese, allegedly.
Yeah. except it was like continuasse.
Yeah. I don't know how to say your best though.
Escofando.
Focando.
That's what it says. Escofando. All right, boys.
Well, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, look, again, happy Thanksgiving. Looking forward to a lot more stuff in general. To everybody for who's continued to stay with us through the end of this show, thanks for sticking around. without you, there is no us. We say it on every show, but we do appreciate you guys hitting us up. In the new year, we will reintroduce the...
Well, just for the record, my first email from Andrew is only 4 days later than my first email from Shane.
No way. Wow.
What year was that?
Well, okay, that may not actually be true because I don't have all my emails from prior to 2010. So,
oh, dude, there's no way.
So, ooh, come on. Actually, but it seemed like a good, you know.
That's that Kanye West.
2010?
Like, oh, yeah. Sorry.
I would say 2005 if I had.
All right, hey guys, look. We can do this on another time. The show is over. Everybody go home. New Year kicks off. We will start. We're going to introduce the portfolio review thing again. We're going to start doing that probably once a month. We've got some exciting stuff coming up in the new year. Got some cool guests coming up. But we're not there yet. This isn't the New Year's show. This is the Thanksgiving show. We're thankful. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for the audience. Thankful for the opportunity to be able to do this. And we'll do it again next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.